The Steve Gruber Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
We've been talking about California for a while now, and it just seems to me, as we watch this case unfold, the manhunt continues. They're not giving us the name of the illegal alien who murdered Ron Singh. We don't have the name for the Newman police officer killer. I don't know why. I pulled over for drunk driving. We have pictures of him. We have pictures of him buying alcohol before he went out drinking that led to the attempted arrest by Officer Singh that led to his murder. The name being withheld at this point, I couldn't tell you why. But here's the crazy thing. Controlling our borders and stopping illegal aliens from coming in freely, from making sure that we vet those that come in for their criminal backgrounds, their health history, their educational background, all of these things. This is what you do in a civilized country. It's what you do in an uncivilized country. It's what you do in any damn country. And it's not happening here because 3,000 people a day, some days, come across the U.S. border, the southern border, unchecked, unvetted, and make their way into the country. And that can't continue. In fact, let's go to the State of the Union Address 2011. The State of the Union Address 2011. Barack Obama at the podium, addressing the nation, addressing the world. He addresses the border, illegal immigration, and the problems we face. Bite two, go.
Now, I strongly believe that we should take on once and for all the issue of illegal immigration. And I am prepared to work with Republicans and Democrats to protect our borders, enforce our laws, and address the millions of undocumented workers who are now living in the shadows. I know that debate will be difficult. I know it will take time. But tonight, let's agree to make that effort.
Let's make that effort. Let's agree to make that effort. It never happened. Let me ask you this. How long has America had borders? Seriously, how long have we had borders? How long has the state of Michigan had a border? How long have we had a border with Canada, a border with Mexico? How long has Europe had borders or other nations of the world? How long? If border's not a new thing, right? There were borders when you and I were born, right? When we were kids, there were borders, right? There were borders 100 years ago, 200 years ago, and a couple of years ago still, correct? And in 2011, here's Barack Obama, then President of the United States, declaring that we will take up the fight of illegal immigration. Of course, it never happened because they always want something in return. And here's what I don't understand. They want other illegal aliens to get a pass. Tell you what, we'll stop letting illegal aliens into the country if you give all of these illegal aliens a pass. How does that make sense? Is a general proposition. Now, I understand if somebody's been here their entire life, raised here, lived here, pays tax here, works here, okay. But just because you're here and you've not gotten caught for 5 or 8 or 10 years shouldn't make it okay. Is a general proposition. There's still vetting that needs to be done. Background checks. Where did you come from? Why are you here? What was your history and wherever you came from? It's called common sense. It's called the rule of law. It's called the way things are done. And it should continue that way. Because what we have right now is out of control, senseless, and insane. I'll take your calls on this today. We'll have plenty of room throughout the day. A free-for-all Friday, a true version of it. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. Your thoughts on the murder of Ron Singh, on the behavior of California, on the far-left policies that are about to overrun Washington beginning next week. Steve from Lansing, Michigan on the line. Steve, how are you?
You know, I'm going to call you out on hypocrisy of terms. When do you stop calling Democrats Democrats and call them the socialists or communists that they are? Everybody knows what Barack Obama was. He was saying what he was saying to get reelected instead of calling the man out for who he is. I fail to understand this completely.
Democrats, to me, and thank you, Steve, for the call. I greatly appreciate it. I think that you have a frustration in your voice and an anger in your voice that's reflected across the center of this country, along the heartland of this country, because the Democratic Party has been pulled so far left by people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders, also a socialist. And there's truth there. They're communist. Absolutely true. Because you look at the tenets of their beliefs and you'll find that they have gone so far left that they're communist, socialist, Marxist, very true. But then I have good friends like my liberal friend, Esquire Bob. Now, Esquire Bob and I talk a lot about different things. And he's an old-fashioned, he is your father's Democrat who believes in the rule of law and a strong military and fiscal responsibility, but also believes in more openness in social, cultural issues, if you will. But the Democratic Party is veering so far left, I don't know that you could recognize it. If John Kennedy showed up today, would he recognize the party? If Lyndon Johnson showed up today, would he recognize the party? You know, it's not the same party that put Bill Clinton in the White House, I can tell you that. You know, the Democrats that elected Ronald Reagan, these are not those people. Because those voters stood staunchly against such propositions as open borders and acceptance of communist theory and so forth. So you're absolutely right, Steve. This is a different time and different day. Esquire Bob, his type, his folks, not as populous as they once were. Not as populous as they once were. It's 25 after on a free-for-all Friday. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Sit tight. We'll be back.